This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats have so many major problems. Major problems. How can you not be feasting as a conservative right now? The Democrats, we got them running around like, what, sprayed roaches? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We have them right where we want them. And here's what I hope you do when you're listening to this program. I hope you take what's coming out of this program, if you believe it, only if you believe it, whatever you agree with me on, and I hope that however I synthesize it, you take it to your leftist of choice, or leftists, plural, of choice. We're giving you all this good stuff, baby. You probably don't know this song, The Right Stuff. Yeah. We're giving you the right stuff. The Democrats, oh my goodness, what problems do they not have? Okay, let's start at the top. Their feckless leader, Joe Biden. This man is going, he's already created problems, but he will create more. I don't need to walk you through this, but he's at the top. Then, let's just go one degree down. His son, Hunter Biden, major problems. Here's what I'm telling you. I'm not talking about the individual. I'm talking about the concept of Joe Biden, Joe Biden's policies, Joe Biden's way of his methodology for being a president, constant lying, manipulating of data, etc. The concept of Joe Biden is ruining the Democratic Party, the party of lynching of Negroes. It is ruining them to the degree that behind the scenes, people want him gone. Do you know that there are people going, well, now this third party effort needs to stop? Remember all the data that we got saying the third party, well, it could hurt Donald Trump. The third party, Robert Kennedy Jr. and Manchin and whoever else could be. Well, who's it hurting? Joe Biden. You want to know why? Because Donald Trump's people are sticky. They like him. They like him in spite of himself. Do you realize how good of a friend you are when somebody goes, Kevin, I like you in spite of you. Will you marry me? Because you know that you're flawed. See, I don't need to take a bat and hit a pillow and tell myself, Kevin Jackson, you got to love yourself. I love myself, flaws and all, warts and all. And I'm happy to tell you what. Let me tell you something. I'm dogmatic. I don't demand loyalty. You know what I demand? I demand integrity. That's what I want. I want you to be have integrity. I want you to be an integrity person. No, I want integrity. I want you to do what you say and say. And you know what I want? I want you to be a person that stands on principle. Because I'm going to do that. And you do those things that I'm going to be loyal to you to a fault. I had a situation right now. One of my buddies, he's like a brother to me. And his own family turned on him. I said, dude, where we got to go to start whooping some butt? I got a friend, man. Oh, God. I could tell you guys stories. One of my friends called me up the other day. He called me. I loaned him money years ago. And I don't know what was on his heart, but he called me up. He goes, hey, bro. I was like, hey, he goes, man, I haven't heard from you in a minute. He goes, I remember when I had that elephant on my chest. I swear, this is exactly what he said. He goes, I remember when I had that elephant on my chest. And you called me up and you said, hey, man, what's going on? And I told you. And you said, well, what do you need? And he told me his number, what he was trying to do with his new company. He says, you told me, what do I need? And I told you what it was. You went real quickly, talked to Melissa. You said, it's on its way. He goes, I can't tell you how that made me feel. And he goes, I'm calling you today to ask you, by the way, his company is through the roof. And he goes, I'm calling you today to find out if you need anything. And here's what he told me that really warmed my heart. He goes, you know what, Kev? We are cut from the same cloth. We are going to be successful no matter what. And I sat there shaking my head going, man, this dude, it is so good to have somebody know you. I'm talking about know you intrinsically. And by the way, this is a guy trained in the martial arts. We're like brothers. When I tell you I'm as close to this dude as I am my brother, my blood brother, I mean it. And for him to know me, he knows warts. He's been through so many battles with me, it's ridiculous. And that guy, we love each other. By the way, this is one of my only friends. He is a staunch Democrat. We don't even talk politics. He's a staunch Democrat. And I always tell, the only time we talk politics is I remind him sometimes. I go, when you needed help, who was it? How many Democrats did you call before you got to me? But those are the things that make me really renew my spirit, because out of the blue, he calls me up sensing, you know, like, hey, man, do you need help? Because I know how it feels to need it, and there's nobody there, and I'm here for you. And then he goes on to tell me, you're good for it. Whatever help I give you, we've been going through these battles for years. It was one of the best conversations I've had. It's one of the, and I didn't need it. I didn't need a pep talk. I got a buddy. He calls me up. He's 80, in his 80s. Wealthy guy. And he calls me up. He goes, Kev, I'm depressed. And I go, whenever you're depressed, you call me, because I don't want him doing anything silly. And he'll call me up, and Kevin, you know, give me some part of the news. And I say, why are you depressed? Here's what's going on. Here's the way you need to look at it. And he leaves the phone going, that's why I call you, man. You talked me off the ledge. I'm telling you, there's no reason to be on the ledge. In the case of my buddy, he thinks he can save the world. And I tell him all the time, stop trying. How about you just save the little piece that you can deal with, the little part that you're working on? How about you save that? That's what I say to you. How about we just save a little bit of it? See, the problems are not ours. The problems are the Democrats. We're solving problems every single day, folks, as conservatives. The Democrats are the problem. But I want to tell you, they have massive problems that have nothing to do with us. Our problems are the day-to-day things that we do to raise kids right, to improve society, to make a better part. Your problem is, oh, man, they cut my road is being, you know, paved, and now that I got to divert around, and traffic is increasing, and things like that. But the problems that the Democrats create are the ones you have to deal with. Those are the long term. We are not creating those kind of problems. They do. Joe Biden has created an inflation problem that affects everybody. We're all talking about it. We didn't create that. Donald Trump didn't create it. Joe Biden's got massive problems that reach everybody, and all we do is try to solve them. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of these massive problems that the Democrats face, and they're not going to get this monkey off their back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills, so now I use Verb Spray Vitamins. Verb Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verb Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit verbsprayvitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I've said this time and time again. Would you rather be a Democrat or would you rather be a Republican? Now, I'm talking about ideologically. I already know the answer. You listen to my show, so I know what you think. But I'm saying, ask it in a generality. Would you rather be a Democrat or a Republican? And I think, overwhelmingly, 65-70% of people will go, I think I'd rather be a Republican. Certainly a Retrumplican. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255 if you want to reach me. And I do encourage you, talk about the show, tell people about it, jot notes. You're not going to remember everything. Take some notes. So anyway, look, Joe Biden, the Democrats have massive problems. I just outlined Joe Biden's policies are the worst of them, because Joe Biden has increased crime. Joe Biden has increased strife across this country. He gives you all the things that he goes, oh, Obamacare's got more people insured. So what? Go to the doctor. See what happens. Get that sticker shock and go, what? I still got to do this? I got to wait 15 hours? My son got hit elbow playing basketball. They waited 4 hours. It was 10 o'clock at night in the suburbs. Can you imagine what it would have been in Phoenix? This was in a suburb. He waited 4 hours to be seen. So then it re-swelled. It didn't swell up the first night. He didn't even have a black eye. He just got a stitch. Well, then he got up the next night, and he was going to bed at 10 o'clock. The thing looked like somebody had hit him with a bat. It finally, the blood, I guess, swelled up, and he looked strange. He looked like he was from another planet. So we had to take him back to the emergency room, and they go, oh, he's got a hematoma. The blood finally flowed through. That was a two-hour wait at 11 o'clock at night in the suburbs. I can't even imagine what it would have taken in Phoenix, where they got gunshots and, you know, all kinds of stuff, car wrecks and stabbings and, you know, who knows. So if you like Obamacare, great. Obamacare ain't going to get you concierge doctor. Didn't get him anything. So, long story short, Joe Biden's policies, his policy on the border, his policy related to crime, his inflation policy that is eating up people's paychecks. And then Joe Biden wants to give you a litany of things he's going to do to save the world. And you ask yourself, well, Joe, you've been president for 4 years. Why didn't you do it? And then most of the problems that Joe Biden's trying to solve, you know what? The answer, what he's solving? The problems he created. So, when I talk to you about the massive Democrat problems, I'm telling you, look around. Okay, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, his son Hunter. We're going to go into that because I want to go into detail into that one. What about this angry black woman thing that he's created? Fonnie, do you think people are looking at you? Let me tell you, just say this. Michelle Obama was supposed to be running, right? It would have been the worst time for her to run with Fonnie Willis and Letitia James out there running around like feral dogs, going after Trump for any reason whatsoever. And you're going to put another angry black woman in the White House when we see what these attorneys generals and DAs are willing to do? I don't think so. Now, white folks are too scared to tell you. I'm not. I don't want angry black leftist women anywhere in politics. I don't want them anywhere. You give me conservative black women, I'll put them at the highest office in the land. But not angry black women. We'll get to that in a bit. I want to talk about Hunter Biden. Many Americans, most of them, believe Hunter Biden's guilty of influence peddling. He's guilty of not registering as a foreign agent. Hunter could be charged with so much, including the weapons charge that he denies. He bought the gun. He was not supposed to buy the gun. He knew it. He put false information on a report. He gets a gun. He said, oh, we only held it for a second. Let me tell you what. I was on a case against a black dude, and they made it very specific. They said, theft is even if, for example, if I take a necklace off of your neck and hand it right back to you, it's still considered theft. They made it clear. The prosecuting attorney says it doesn't matter how long he had it. In other words, he didn't take it, steal it. You went to his house and found out he had the necklace and reported it. If the dude got mad at you, snatched the necklace off of your neck, that's considered theft, even if he gives it right back to you. They were very clear about that. I didn't get on the jury, but I knew this. They wanted that to be his third strike. He was having a beef with some dude, and they were like standing up next to him like, well, you do it, and he snatched the necklace off the dude's neck and broke it, but then he tossed it back to him. That was going to be this brother's third strike. I want you to understand, I know clearly how the criminal justice system works sometimes for black men. And I said, if I get on that jury, I'll be doggone if I send the guy to prison for a mandatory 25 years because he snatched the necklace off another brother's neck. It ain't going to happen. But I'm just giving you an idea of what, it's a true story, by the way. I mean, I'm not making that up. I'm like Biden. Seriously. But in my case, it is true. So here's my point. Leftists put black people in jail for the most silly stuff, and they wonder why we complain. That was a criminal justice system, by the way, in St. Louis, Missouri, a city that is overwhelmingly black. That was a criminal justice system. They wanted me to sit on a jury and put a man in prison for that. I didn't get seated, but that's sort of my point. So here's what I want to tell you. Hunter Biden has hired the best legal team other people's money can buy. And that team fights tooth and nail for Hunter, and they propose the most ridiculous rationales for his business dealings and to get him off of stuff. Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't see any chance of Hunter getting out of his pickle. You guys have heard me. He's got too many charges against him. But that being said, he could very well skate justice. I'm talking about real justice. And that would be a huge problem for the Democrats. Yeah. See, Trump commented long ago that one of the reasons that he resonates with blacks, only one of them, because there are many, is they see themselves in his situation. Pursued, targeted, persecuted for no reason, or worse, for political reasons. Now, you guys have heard me talk about this before. Black folks, we have the muscle memory of the Democrats using the police and attack dogs on us back in the 1960s. And Trump's predicament makes it easy for us to extrapolate what we know happened, what is always being thrown in the face of us by Democrats, acting as if Republicans are the people responsible for this. We can extrapolate that and go, wait a minute. This is Democrats doing the same thing to a white guy. And what it does is it illuminates what the Democrats were doing with blacks. It makes blacks go, it wasn't Republicans doing that. It was Democrats doing that to us in the 1960s. And now they're doing it to Donald Trump. It's glaring now in the black community that it's not about being black. It's about not towing the line in some form or another. And that revelation is toxic to the Democrats.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A new report says the U.S. government must act fast to avoid the risks of artificial intelligence. Those risks range from national security threats to, in a theorized extreme case, an extinction-level threat to the human species. The report commissioned by the State Department was released Monday. The Biden administration is pushing more money toward NASA.
And that budget is $25.4 billion. That's an increase of a half $500 million over the previous fiscal year, 24.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson made the budget announcement Monday in his annual State of NASA address. Nelson said NASA plans to continue efforts toward putting humans back on the moon and even on Mars and the planets beyond. Currently, the plan is for manned moon missions to return in 2026. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talking about the Democrats' massive problems. And I'm going to give you the list, and then we're going to continue down. But Joe Biden, massive problem. Joe Biden, no matter what they tell you post-State of the Union, Joe Biden is not going to get any better. We got months to go. The first speech after the State of the Union, I played this the other day on the show. Joe Biden screwed the pooch. Four major mess-ups in one speech. What do you think is going to happen as this thing heats up? They got a massive Joe Biden problem. The world is watching. The world is mocking Joe Biden. This isn't just U.S. conservatives. This isn't QAnon. This is some conspiracy theory. This is reality. How much Adderall can you give this guy? 81 years old. If you keep pumping him full of some drugs, something's bound to happen. And I stand by my contention that Joe Biden won't be their candidate. Sadly, I want him. I want him to be. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So they got a Joe Biden problem. They got a Hunter Biden problem that we're going into. They got an angry black woman problem. And that's been the biggest mouthpiece for them. The Sheila Jackson Lees and the Maxine Waters. Whenever something comes up, they can bring out, trot out some angry black woman. And the Republicans will kill black women. They kill people. The Republicans want to kill black people. The Republicans want to fund the police. And people go, the Republicans want to fund the police? Well, how dare they? The Republicans want to protect life. They want to protect babies. How dare they want to protect the baby? The dang Republicans? And I'm going to do a whole show on how silly of us to back away from stuff like this. Are you kidding me? Every time somebody says that, I just want to go up and slap one of their kids. Say, yeah, well, you want to protect your kid? Well, just because I want to protect mine a little earlier than you do, does that make me a bad person? Don't get me off on that tangent. The Democrats have an alienation of white people problem. See, no matter what the Democrats, the lefties and the apologists, the virtue signaling white folks say, the majority of white people go, why are you trying to be mad at me because of my birthright? And if I were, I don't know about white Republicans, but I'm happy to stand up and say, who are you to tell somebody I don't like you because you had white parents? Who are you to tell somebody that? What are you, some 1940s anachronism of a Democrat who wanted to tell black people, I don't like you because your parents were black? What makes you better? What about this black exodus problem the Democrats are having? You watching the poll numbers? You watching these videos? What about the illegal and the border problem that the Democrats are having? That Trump put it, he made it, certainly spotlighted it. But look at what's going on right now with Joe Biden's border And we've been dealing with the border issue for a long time, but we finally got it into the public's view. It's now a spectacle. And what did they do with it? Even the guy who's complaining about it, Eric Adams in New York, he's complaining about the border problem. He wants to give money to it. I go back to the Black Exodus. I also want to tell you that leaks over into this other little problem the Democrats have with black folks, but also with everyday Americans. Why are you giving reparations to somebody that doesn't even earn it, doesn't deserve it? The black reparations crowd is mad. They got a Muslim problem, the Democrats. They think Joe Biden's too soft on Israel or whatever else. I'm not telling you we're going to be any better on it. I'm just telling you that's their problem right now. It ain't Trump's problem. Trump's problem would have been, ain't no, don't start no SH, won't be no IT. There would not be a problem in Israel if Trump were president because Hamas wouldn't have attacked them. They wouldn't have been funded. Iran wouldn't have any money. Hamas knows that. I mean, the Muslims know that. What about the corruption problem, which leads back to angry black women? Who are the ones corrupt? Fannie Willis, under fire. Tiffany Hinyard, the mayor of Dotson, under fire. Letitia James will soon be under fire. And there are many others. They just convicted the former AG of Baltimore, I believe, Mosley, being a crook, taking PPP funds. So they got a black woman corruption problem. They got a Hunter Biden corruption problem. They got a Biden crime family corruption problem. They got a Nancy Pelosi corruption problem because she seems to make a lot of money in a time of when people aren't doing that well. They got a crime problem in general. And Joe Biden goes, oh, no, no, I've reduced crime using fake stats. I've reduced crime. Do you think people in the city feel safer under Biden or did they feel safer under Trump? I'm just giving you a few of their problems. I'm just trying to highlight things that you maybe haven't given a lot of thought to. But I want to pivot back to this Hunter thing. Democrats disrobed right in front of black people. They essentially went and opened up the Komodo and went, take a look, by pursuing Trump. Hunter Biden is the most glaring poster child of white privilege black people have ever seen. You think the Trump boys have privilege? What do you think people in the black community are saying about Hunter? Man, they saw clearly the Democrats target and destroy a wealthy white dude. Even blacks get that the power and prestige of wealthy white men can be destroyed by Democrats. What a wake-up call. Black people went, wait a minute. They're going after Donald Trump. Donald Trump was the man a decade ago. The dude was a triple threat. He was a president, a mogul coming out of college. He was an entertainment guy, and now he's the president. And so this triple threat, everybody liked him. He was getting awards from Al Sharpton and these guys. Black people know this. Don't think that we're stupid, that we can't find the DMV, that we can't get a license. Somebody better help me get a license. Somebody better help me read and get on the internet. And somebody, anybody got a white person I can borrow for a little bit? My son said to me the other day, it was funny. That kid, we were talking about growing up black. And I told him, I said, man, you haven't grown up black. You don't know. You ain't sat out and played bones with people. You haven't played no bid whist. You haven't, had somebody talk about chitlins already. I mean, I could go on. And he goes, I got to tell you, Dad, there's a part of me that wishes I had grown up, more black. And I was like, I get it. Now, I do enough of it. To remind him, I make him watch Sanford and Son every now and then, you know what I'm saying? But he doesn't get it. I don't like that he didn't grow up around the crazy, we call them jigheads that I grew up around, alcoholics and drug addicts and all that. So I'm not telling you that that's part of black culture that I want him to know that there is a part of that culture that we have risen above, and you need to know that, including his granddaddy, my dad. I don't want, there's no pretense here. He's read my books. He's watched the movies. He's seen the development. One of my friends called me, says, man, he says, Kevin, if anybody, any kid that I know knows conservatism, it's yours. And he does, but I need him to see that other side. And I'm going to focus on that for a little bit. Because I don't want him to get to college and somebody go, man, you ain't black, you don't understand. And he go, you're right, I don't understand the black condition. Not to the degree that my dad does. And I was raised by my grandparents, so I know it a lot better than most. Anyway, let me get back to this Hunter Biden thing. So Democrats have a worse problem. They're protecting a bona fide criminal. Somebody in the black community, that people in the black community know, Hunter is a criminal. He's committing the types of crimes that brothers get put in jail for in an instant. Drugs, prostitution, sisters, and, you know, stuff like that. Pimps running prostitutes. Gun charges. Tax evasion. A gun charge alone. It's been a couple weeks ago. This brother that had a non-violent drug charge, they tried to get two life sentences on that dude. He was serving two life sentences until Donald Trump pardoned him. Tax evasion. These are crimes that black people do all the time because we sell stuff, you know, on the street. We're selling CDs. We're selling on the black market. These are the things that Democrats have forced the black community to do because they haven't provided the opportunities that they promised, and they've kept Republicans away from us. And so I used to tell black folks all the time, you can catch a charge for hiding that money that you do when you're doing hair on the side, or you're selling something on the street, CDs or whatever, bootleg this or that. That's just a felony waiting to happen. Many blacks languish in prisons all over America for a fraction of what Hunter Biden's done. And that is the problem for the Democrats. A major problem for them. One of many. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We are talking about the massive problems that the Democrats have that you know, and you know, inherently there's a part of you that goes, Kevin, I know what you're talking about. You're right. But you may not think about it in terms of what we all, what I piece together, you know, for a show like this. And I'm gonna hit on women for just a second. I don't mean like in that, hey, baby, how you doing? How you doing? I'm talking about, I want to touch on the subject of women and the problem that the Democrats have in the community, and the Democrat with the Democrats. Now, they've already got angry black women highlighted. A lot of regular black women do not like the Fannie Willises of the world. They do not like the Letitia James. They do not like the Michelle Obamas. They don't want to be compared to them. They want to be themselves. They're individuals. They've done much. We have an opportunity to highlight them, to showcase those women doing great things. It's funny. You watch any show with black women. We're watching How to Get Away with Murder with a black lady. She won an award for it. It's a great show. She did a great job. And they talk negatively about Republicans. They all have to be Democrats and feminists and all. It's in that regard, I don't like it. And it's a total, it promotes homosexuality in just the most overt way. But it's interesting to understand it in the context of the justice system and who's running it. And I'm going to tell you, it's stacked against us. Truth seekers, I don't care. The justice system to me is not about whether you're gay, straight, black, white, male, female, whatever. It's about truth. That's as naive as it comes. If you believe that the justice system is about truth, let me stop you. Don't get caught doing something. I mean, I'm talking about even accused. Because you're going to find out the justice system is not for chumps. You better be ready. You better be wearing a cup and a mouthpiece. Let me go back to women. The Democrats' angry black woman problem. They want black women to believe the only way you get ahead is by being angry, black, and powerful and all that. They've emasculated black men to the point where black men are going, why would I vote for this? They've given young women the wrong idea about womanhood, which is making them become, essentially shrews, and they can't find good men. But what about just the women problem? Do you want Letitia James and Fannie Willis to be the poster child for women? I contend that there are white women out there, particularly white conservative women, even college age, that are going, you know what? I don't want any part of that. I don't want to be known for that. So you can, there's so much you can give into. As a man, I look at women and I go, look, you've been underserved. No question about it. And I believe that you should not be underserved, that we should be doing a much better job of getting women what they need and making them have a bigger voice. But it still needs to be earned. And there's a way to do it to where you're not emasculating men, you are empowering women, and you're teaching men that you can be masculine and have a very strong woman. And by the way, most conservative men know that. But they've got a woman problem that is brewing. These are people that want men to come over and theoretically become women and dominate them. And it's, we lampoon it in sport because it's the most glaring. But what about when it actually starts infringing upon womanhood, which it is, with men can have babies? It's silly stuff. But we allow it to happen. And I'm going to do an entire show on how we got here, where I talk about Dennis Prager saying we're too far apart to bring it all back together. And there's a part of me that says, I understand Dennis saying that. I do. I get it. He's wrong. But I understand his thinking. And here's what I'm going to tell you. When you think about me saying, well, Kevin, you're disagreeing with one of the most brilliant minds of conservative thinkers out there. I agree. And he's wrong. And it goes, I told you guys I'm reading this book on John Boyd. John Boyd is researching a topic that I could actually write a book about. And it's how we go to war. We think we have the right ideas and nobody's coming in and what we call in engineering doping, or science, chemistry, doping the element. See, what I'm doing as a black conservative is I dope the element. I go, nah, if we add this little element to glass, we can make Pyrex. And that glass will withstand crazy temperatures where glass would break. It would shatter. But Pyrex won't. Or I'll add a little fiber into a glass and it'll make it to where, you hit the glass and it doesn't shatter, when you hit a rock on the road, it's not going to hit you and kill you. I'll make a glass that doesn't shatter into pieces. It stays in a big piece. That's how we dope. We have to dope the way we're thinking. And that's what I'm trying to do. Is show you there's a different way that we can analyze a problem that you go, ooh. Right now, I'm consulting with a group, and they do amazing legislative work. And I said, yeah, but it's not going to do anything. It's going to have all kinds of loopholes, and they'll write around. And they showed me how people are writing around it. I said, yeah, I get it. There's a way to do your legislation where they won't write around it. And I'm going to use DEI as an example. So if I present DEI and just go against it, the first thing that people go, oh, you're racist. You don't want diversity, equity, and inclusion. How racist is that? But I can present DEI where you will never accuse me of being racist. And in fact, if you want DEI, I will make you the racist. Because it is true. It's a way to handle things. It's called doping. Dope the situation. And it has to be cleverly done. And I used to think that it was easy. To me, it is. It is. It's easy. And Melissa says to me all the time, what you think is easy is very difficult. And people need to pay you for those services. And that's what this group is doing. So we have to learn how to interpret these things. And what I'm telling you is the women's movement is ripe for us to come in. There is nothing going on the left that they supposedly own education or academia, police brutality, name it. There's nothing these people have done that we can't own, unions and protecting the worker, protecting the average citizen, etc., protecting women, protecting children. We do it all. And get zero credit. Which, for the record, what's funny about this group I'm working with, here's why they brought me in. They said, Kevin, we did all this work. We got legislation passed here, 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 and here. And there are people out there saying, acting like they did it. And I go, really? You did all this great work. I know they did. I said, and you're upset. Yeah, but we don't really want to brag about it. Then forget. Then why are you worried about somebody taking credit? But we still want to do. We don't think it's gone far enough. I agree with you. So now you're getting to the crux of it. If you don't know how to dope your legislation to the point where people know you did it, then you just put it out there. Don't worry about who gets credit. But if you want to worry about who gets credit and write it in such a way that, because all these institutions want money. They need money to function. They rely on people giving. Well, if somebody's stealing your moves, they're probably going to get the booty too, right? They're going to get the money. These are pirates out there pilfering, and you're letting them. So they're like, come in and help us with communication and all. Yeah, you're exactly right. That's what you need. But you also need an angle, something you're known for, something that they will never be able to take credit for because they don't have what you have. That would be me. Because I'm going to be boisterous. If you steal my moves, not because I want credit, but because if I'm going to do something, I'm going to make sure that we do it the right way. It gets comms, it gets blown up. And what I'm telling you is we have so much to do here. I talked earlier about giving, the war in Ukraine. The war in Ukraine is not, if you just think of it, we're giving money to the Ukrainians. Okay, that's one way to look at it. You know the way I look at it? You're stealing money from veterans. You're stealing money from America's poor. If it's America's poor, who are you stealing money from the most? Black folks. I want to make black folks, I'm going to say, boy, yeah, you know where your reparations money is going to the Ukrainians? Them Democrats love those white people over there. You get it? That's how you do it. It's a disregard of black people over Ukrainians. What about these illegals coming in? You know, Eric, what's his face? Adams, I talked about it earlier. He's mad about these illegals being in New York. He goes, we need more federal money. We're going to have to give them some money to make. What? Black people are like, what? What? What did you just say? So my thing is, Eric Adams in New York, they like illegals over black folks. I'm going to start little wars inside of the Democratic Party. All I need is the funding to do it. The Republicans certainly aren't doing it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.